USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least four people have been arrested in Portland, Oregon, during demonstrations by right-wing groups and anti-fascist protesters. Police say at least one person was injured at the scene and was taken to the hospital. The right-wing rally was organized by the Proud Boys. The right was assembled on one side of the river and the left was gathered on the other. The bridge between was closed. More than two dozen different law enforcement agencies are in the city trying to keep the two groups apart. KXL reporter Jacob Dean says hundreds gathered in the downtown area.
Police appear to be doing a pretty good job of keeping things civil. They're trying to keep the roads open, but again, we can confirm we've seen a couple of violent confrontations. At least one person was taken away in an ambulance. One person kept his spray.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib says she won't go to Israel after all. Israeli leadership decided Friday to allow her to visit her grandmother in the West Bank, as long as she promised not to discuss a boycott of Israel during her visit. Originally, she had agreed to do it, but then in a tweet she said, "I've decided that visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions stands against everything I believe in, fighting racism, oppression, and injustice." Despite huge speculation projecting otherwise, the New York Medical Examiner has ruled accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide. He was found hanging in his jail cell in Manhattan 1 week ago. A statement says the ruling was based on his autopsy and other evidence found in his cell. The autopsy showed that Epstein's neck had been broken in several places. Epstein had been taken off a suicide watch, which has prompted several calls for an investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
13 state attorneys general are challenging the Trump administration's new immigration policy called the public charge rule. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Trump administration's new regulation would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps or housing vouchers. President Trump defended the rule during a campaign rally in New Hampshire Thursday evening.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans, not for illegal aliens.
The attorneys general say in a statement the public charge rule is unlawful and un-American. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Healthcare is one of the top discussion points in the 2020 presidential election. USA's John Hunt has more.
America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.